Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 25th of August, and it's cloudy here in Auroville and pleasant 27 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today says not as warm with times of clouds and sun, and over the night cloudy with a shower in places late. Temperatures from low 27 to high 36 with a heat index on 39 degrees Celsius. Westerly winds at 16 km per hour with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. And weather chart shows that for the next 3 days we can expect weather similar to today's one. Cloudy, occasional thunderstorms. And in last 24 hours we have 37.2 mm of rainfall. And in all together, in 8 days of rainfalls and 1 day of trace, the level of rainfall is 83.7 millimeters in August. Moon is panning gibbous, illuminated on 50%. Pondi Photo, a biennale festival initiated by Pondi Art, is a platform where art and education attempt to break existing social barriers by presenting visually impactful photography-oriented events focused on today's social and environmental issues in public spaces. The theme for Pondi Photo 2016 is Water, open and free to the public between 27th of August until 11th of September. And the grand opening of Pondi Photo 2016 will be with Water Area on 26th of August at Old Port in Pondicherry at 8 p.m. With Blessings of the Water and Nature through voices, singer Hamsini, who will be accompanied by Francois Martinez on guitar, voice and Bryce on flute, Carla Rosa Gileno, an opera singer, and the program will conclude with Aurora Sisters. Shakti Balu on vocal and guitar, Svah Antoine and Vera Kubacik on voice, and they will be accompanied by Sankarshani Kini on metallophone and ocean drum and Chandresh on flute. But the next day, Saturday 27 at 8 p.m., multiple locations all at Old Port in Pondicherry, Moving Feast, an exploration of water through dance, Bidram and Suresh, Grace Gitadella, Shadowbox and Aurora Sisters. On Sunday, 4th of September at 4 p.m. at Old Port, Interactive Mime by Drupad. And later on at 5 p.m. on main stage in Old Port, Creative Dance, Chandrakala Dance Troupe. And on Saturday, 10th September at 8 p.m. on small stage in Old Port, Illusional Clowns, Mystic Mirror. The Auroville Council's General Meeting plan on Wednesday, 31st of August at Unity Pavilion at 4:30 p.m. has the purpose to share their work with us and update us on different topics they are presently handling. But they also invite us to restructure and put in place a fresh new entry service in order to give momentum to the manifestation of the changes of the new policy. Despite the goodwill and commitment of the present entry service members, it has been noted that urgent restructuring of the team is needed if they want to implement the changes brought about by the new policy effectively. So in that line, the Auroville Council invites us to a team-building workshop to put in place a new team for the entry service on 3rd of September at 2 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan. Today, we can participate in zero Auroville conversations at 3:30 p.m. about sustainable energy and beyond, with Tuan facilitating it. And today's conversations will be held at Citadine Art Gallery. On Sunday, 28th of August at 5 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan, we are invited to a workshop on the Eternity Game, Medhananda, Oracle with 64 cards, based on Sri Aurobindo's yoga, facilitator Anandi, who has translated the book into Spanish. But you're invited to come and just play. YouthLink comes an announcement on upcoming educational workshop exploring youth and economy in collaboration with Economy Action Group and Integral Entrepreneurship Lab, who are organizing 1 day orientation to Auroville economy on 27th of August, and inviting youth who have started or want to start a unit, inviting youth who want to help succession planning, and invite any youth who simply want to know more and to better understand Auroville's economic structure and how to work within. From Village Action Group, Women's Festival pre-events, We can join them on Tuesday, 30th of August at 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at cultural performances, a morning of traditional songs and dance followed by lunch. The final festival to be expected on Sunday, September 18th. And they are located in Nearby on the same campus as Arrowhead Institute of Applied Technology. We are also coming close to Art Break Days, and for this year the theme is Believe, and it will be held on September 2nd between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Dreamers Cafe and Visitor Center, and on Saturday 3rd of September between 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Tsongkhapa Art Center behind Pavilion of Tibetan Culture and International Zone. For the fourth year, Tsongkhapa is happy to host an official hub site for this global art revolution happening simultaneously in 40 locations around the world. Everyone is welcome to sit down, take an art break and create together for free thanks to support of the event organizers Art is Moving in California. They will have a very unique collaborative mandala process for the second event in their art center and few surprises in store. Any student or large groups of 8 or more, please contact them to book slots to ensure everyone can enjoy. But they're still in need for volunteers for 3 shifts, so you can email them to sankalpa.art@gmail.com. At Cinema Bharat Niva's auditorium tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. there was Screen Tomorrow, directed by Cyril Dion and Melanie Laurent, and was made in France in 2014. At Ecofilm Club in Sedona Forest tomorrow at 7 p.m. Satoyama, Japan's Secret Water Garden, made in 1999, directed by Masumi Mizumuma. At Visitor Center Movie Show tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Me Before You, made in 2016, and is a romance comedy, directed by Tia Sharrock. Tomorrow they will screen Money Monster, also made in 2016 and directed by Jodie Foster. Cinema Paradiso, Kia Rostami, Iranian series still going on, so tonight at 8 p.m. drama music The Silence, made in Iran in 1998 by director Moshen Makhalbaf. On Saturday, international comedy fantasy The Science of Sleep, made in France and Italy in 2006 by writer and director Michel Gondry. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. they will screen Adventure, Pimpy Longstocking, made in Sweden in 1969 and directed by Ola Hellborn. At Cine Club on Sunday at 8 p.m. crime thriller Pale Flower, made in Japan in 1964 by director Mashiro Shinoda. And From Lights on Yoga by Shura Aurobindo we read: sincerity means to lift all the movements of the being to the level of the highest consciousness and realization already attained. Sincerity exacts the unification and harmonization of the whole being in all its parts and movements around the central divine will. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on auroville.radio.org.